Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare to listen to the Hour of Power of Prayer, presented by Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are empowering a nation to bring healing to our nation through prayer. And now, here's Evangelist Darlene.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord today. We invite you to join us tonight in our interactive hour of empowerment. We are preparing for heaven, so we invite you to come in and begin to praise the Lord. We usually open up just praising God and honoring Him. We honor you tonight, Lord. We glorify you today because you're so great, God, and you're greatly to be praised, Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we praise your name. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my keeper. You are my healer. You are my way maker. You are my Lord, and you are my King. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Speak to the Lord tonight and let him know who he is to you and what you appreciate in him. Lord, we're just glad that you're omnipresent. You're omnipotent. You're omniscient. You're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands. You're with us right now. You're never going to leave us or forsake us. So I thank you, God, today for being my Lord, for being my keeper, for being my healer, for opening up doors and ways and means for me, God. You are so great, God. You're greatly to be praised, oh God. I make my praise glorious for you, Lord, because you deserve the honor. You deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. You're so great, God, and I love you tonight, God. Lord, continue to take over this place. Lord, continue to lead me and guide me and teach me all things, oh God, as we have come to the hour of empowerment. We know that you are an awesome God, so have your way in this place today, oh God. Have your way in my life tonight, oh God. Take over my life, Lord. Take over my mind, oh God. Take over my thoughts, oh God. Let my thoughts be your thoughts, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. I praise you today, God. Lift up your voice for the King. If you just joined in, begin to praise the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you. I holler your name. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hosanna to your name. I praise you tonight, Lord, because you are so great to me, oh God. You're the great God, Jehovah. You're the great God, the King of all the earth, oh God. You're the King of all things. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You were the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God in the beginning. So we know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So you're still with us even now. So thank you, Lord. Praise your name, God. I glorify you, God. I lift my voice to you, O God. I lift my hands in the sanctuary. I praise you, God, tonight because you are my Lord. You are my Lord, O God. You are my Savior. You are my King, and I praise you tonight, O God, because nobody else can do me the way you do me, O God. We know, Father, today that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us, O God. So, Lord, take over this place. Ask the Lord to take over your life as you yield your body to him. We realize that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us. So, Lord, take over this place, O God. Take over my mind, O God. Take over my thoughts, O God. Lord, healing spirit. We say, healing spirit, take over this place as we come to get empowered by your word, O God. Take over this place. Beautiful Spirit of God, just move mightily tonight. Lord, we thank you that the healing spirit, the sweet Spirit of God is taking over this place. The sweet Spirit of God will lead us and guide us. The sweet Spirit of God will have its way in our lives. Take over this place. Holy Spirit, take over this place tonight. Because we know, Father, today that you're great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We praise you today, O God, because there is nobody, O God. Nobody can do us the way you do us, O God. We appreciate you, God, because you are our Lord. You are our King. You are our Savior. You're everything to us, O God. So I thank you tonight, O God. My God, open up our hearts to your understanding tonight, O God. Open up our minds, O God, so that we will know what you would want us to do, O God. Lord, continue to empower us to do the work of the Father, O God. We want to be strong Christians. We want to be bold as a lion as we go out into the highways and byways, Lord. So teach us your way, Lord. Show us the things we need to know, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We praise your holy and your righteous name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, I just want to thank everyone who has joined us, and those who, if you have friends and neighbors who may not care, who may not be able to come, or family members that you want to hear what is going on, invite them to come. Dial the same number that you dialed to get in tonight. Invite them to come and get more of the power, more of the anointing, more of an understanding. And I do realize that many of us are with different ministries, and this is not to bring you to this ministry. This ministry is helped to empower, is set up to help you become more powerful. So whatever ministry you are in, you can be supportive, that you can use the anointing, use the power that God gives you, the understanding to help undergird your leaders, to undergird the people who are teaching you, who are leading you, so that God will bless and continue to help the body of Christ to be better in position to come against the wiles of the devil. We know that the devil is out there, and we know that we have power and authority over the devil himself, because Jesus gave us authority to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And I believe over in Luke 9, 1 and 2, he says he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So it's important for us to understand that we are disciples of Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I want to reiterate that. Many times you hear me speaking that scripture because I know that God has given us what Jesus gave us. Jesus gave us the power, and we need to walk in that power. We need to live that power. We need to operate in the power. Sometimes I've given the example of having the lights in your home on. You know that there is power if you turn the switch, but if you don't flip the switch, you won't get any lights in your room. So we need to flip the switch if you will. Flip the switch of the Holy Spirit. Use the Holy Spirit that God has given us. We have been given power and authority over all devils. All devils. So we have authority over things that the enemy is trying to do against us. And I'm encouraging each and every person who is listening to tell somebody, if they can't come today, to come the next week, to hear what is going on, to get more of the anointing, to understand more of what we're supposed to be doing, to understand that we have the power through the word of God. If Jesus is in you, he says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But we have a power through Jesus Christ dwelling on the inside of us, the Holy Ghost, God himself dwelling on the inside of us. So we have a power and authority over the devil. So right now what I want to do is go to a scripture. And the scripture that I'm going to be looking at is Mark chapter 1. So let's go to Mark chapter 1, and we'll be looking at verses 21 through 28. So Mark chapter 1, verse 21 says, "And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught." Verse 22, "And they were astonished at his doctrine, that he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes." Verse 23, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Verse 24, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Verse 26, "And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him." Verse 27, and they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Verse 28, "And immediately his fame spread abroad through all the region round about Galilee." So we see here that Jesus, first of all, I spoke to you concerning Luke. Jesus gave us power over all devils. And we see that Jesus himself spoke to the demons that were in this man. He had authority. The people could see that Jesus had authority. And if Jesus had authority, don't you know we have authority too? He has given us authority. We have to use his word, speak the word of God. You have to speak what you believe. The word tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. He also tells us that by thy words thou art justified, and by thy words thou art condemned. So we have to speak what we believe. If we see that there is something that is out of order in our lives, in our families, in our workplace, any place, if you understand the word of God and you understand who you are in Jesus Christ, and if you understand that Jesus Christ himself dwells in you through the Holy Spirit, you have authority. So he said he sent the power of the Holy Ghost. And so we receive the power of the Holy Ghost to be able to do what we need to do in this earth realm. We have authority in this earth realm, even over the power of the prince of the air, who is the devil himself. So we, as the people of God, we need to get this into our minds. We should begin to understand that we want to get better in our relationship with God, in that the closer you get to him, to God, the better your relationship is with him, and you spend time in prayer, spend time meditating on his word day and night to observe, to do all that is there in the book of the law, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. You will be successful over the wiles of the devil. You will be successful over the demons that will try to come and cause confusion in your life. So tonight we're going to speak some words that will be powerful for our lives. So begin to say, "Lord, I have power. I have authority. God, I have authority through your word. Jesus, I thank you for the authority that you have given me." Tell God that you're glad that he has given you authority. Tell Jesus you're glad that he shows you by example that he had authority. Jesus had authority, so we have authority. So say, "Jesus, I thank you for the authority that you have given me. Jesus, I thank you for the authority that you have given me. Jesus, I thank you for the authority that you have given me. I have authority to come against the demon of death in the name of Jesus. I have authority to come against sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. I have authority to come against infirmities in the name of Jesus. I have authority to come against the powers of darkness and the wickedness in high places in the name of Jesus. I have authority to speak to a dead situation and cause it to live again. I have authority to bless my marriage and cause my marriage to come to healing and wholeness. You have authority to speak to everything that is out of order in your life and cause it to be made whole. Begin to speak what you believe God to do in your life. This may seem repetitive, but it is good for you to help to change your mindset. Many of us have a mindset that we are defeated, and we cannot continue this life in Christ and show that God is alive if we live in a spirit of defeat. Jesus said that we have authority, and these people who saw Jesus speak to the demons, that he had authority. If Jesus had authority, we have authority too. He tells us that greater works than these shall we do. We're going to go to that scripture later. But right now, I want us to get it into our minds that we have authority. The demons, and there was more than one demon that was speaking to Jesus, they said that they knew him. We need to get to the point where the devil knows who we are. The demons know us because we have authority and we're speaking against them. We want them to know that they cannot have their way in our family's lives. We want the demons to know because we have authority, they cannot keep our family members on drugs. We want the demons to know that we have authority over the demonic spirits of drugs and alcohol, the lying spirit, adultery, fornication, all kinds of evil spirits that are out there. We have authority over the witches and the warlocks and the wizards, the spirits and the divination, all familiar spirits. We have authority. So you need to tell the devils that you have authority over them, and they must leave your family alone. And we can tell them like Jesus did. If you want to speak the words that Jesus says, he says, hold thy peace and come out. Hold your peace and come out of my family members, whatever it is that your families are dealing with. Sometimes we need to speak to our own selves and ask the God to help us to be healed. We need to speak to every situation. There's demonic spirits out there that are causing confusion. So you can speak to the demon of confusion and tell that demon of confusion to come out of your relationship. The husbands and wives, the demon of confusion must be rebuked and sent into the abyss where Jesus ascended, and you begin to loose the spirit of love, you loose the spirit of unity, you loose the spirit of being on one accord. You have to use the word of God. If you don't know, if you can't remember the word of God, just get your Bible and begin to speak the word of God. Just read it from the Bible, because sometimes we can't remember exactly what the word says. But if you go into your word and you get that word of God and just begin to speak the word of God, speak it with authority, because God has given us authority through the word. Jesus gave us the authority. When he left this earth realm, he said that I'm going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. So we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to ask God to fill us with the Holy Ghost so that we will have the power to overcome all things. We have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions. And they're not just physical serpents, but they're serpents in the spirit realm. The Leviathan is a powerful serpent, and we can come against that Leviathan spirit. We can come against the python spirit, which tries to suck the life out of the people of God, trying to squeeze the life out of the people of God. So you've got to get into the place where you are coming against the powers of darkness and the wickedness in high places, coming against the principalities that are trying to rise up against you. Sometimes they try to rise up against Jesus Christ himself, but we know that Jesus is the highest principality, and that we can use the word of God and come against the wickedness in high places and pull the things down that are trying to keep us bound. There are many people in the body of Christ who need to be healed, and I declare today that people must remember that God said in his word that I am the Lord that healeth thee. We've got to speak the word of God because we have authority over sickness and disease. And we know the word says that miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them that believe. You must believe what you say. You've got to speak what you believe. And when you believe what you say, you're going to receive what you believe. God is that way. When you go in faith and you speak the word of God with authority and you believe it in your heart, we know that God is going to answer those prayers. God is going to show you something great and mighty things because he said, if you call on me, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you know not. There are some things you may be praying and asking God for. God has answered your prayer. Sometimes his answer is yes. Sometimes his answer is no. Sometimes his answer is be patient and wait on me. He tells us in his word to be still and know that I am God. That time of stillness is a time of patience. So we have to use the word of God, use the authority of Jesus Christ to be able to come against the wiles of the devil. This is a critical time in history. This is a time where the people of God must get into a place of surrender to God, surrendering to the Holy Spirit, and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us into the places where God wants us to go, because then the authority that we have will be effective in what we're doing. We don't want to be doing busy work, but we want to be doing things that will be pleasing to God. So ask the Lord to help your mouth be such that what you speak pleases him, and the work that you do will please him, and you expect him to continue to show you the things that need to be done. But you have to get into a quiet place sometimes. You need to get down on your knees and maybe lie prostrate before the Lord and listen to his voice so that you can hear clearly. Even after you won't read the word of God, he will give you some direction on what to do. And there are times, as I know he does me, he will show you even specific scriptures that we need to use in order to come against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, continue to take over this place. Take over my heart, oh God. Lord, in the sanctuary, I know you're here. I know you're here in my sanctuary, oh God. I realize that my body is the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells within me. So in the sanctuary, God is here. And if God is here, don't you know that God is moving? So here in the sanctuary, Lord, move vitally this day, oh God. Move some things out of the way, oh God. Open up some doors, Lord, because I have authority to speak to some doors that need to be opened, Lord. Close some doors, Lord, that need to be closed. And I know, Father, today, when you close those doors will not be opened again, Lord. I thank you, God, today for the authority, oh God, that I speak to my life today, oh God, that I receive deliverance in my heart today, oh God. I receive forgiveness, Lord, and I forgive those, oh God, because we know that we must not have any grudges against anybody, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered when we come before the Father. There are some things that I'm sharing tonight, and I know that many of you have heard some of these things before, but you let the word of God minister to your spirit. Let it get deep down on the inside of you, because from your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You want living water to come from your belly, and when the waters are coming from your belly, it's going to come from your mouth, and you're going to speak the things of God and bring healing and wholeness into somebody's life. It is not just for us individually, but it's for us to go out into the highways and byways and compel somebody else to come to Jesus Christ. It is time for us to get busy about God's business. We need to get rid of the carnality. There's too much carnality in the church of God. There's too much busyness that we're not doing the work of the Father, that we're running around doing one thing after the other that has no benefit to the kingdom, and we must be kingdom builders. This is something that God is just sharing tonight, that we need to continue to be empowered through the word of God. Hallelujah. Father, continue to take over this place. Take over this place, oh God. In the sanctuary, we know that God is here. God is here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Right now, let's go to another scripture, and that would be John chapter 14. So John chapter 14, and this is something extremely important for us to understand, that greater work shall we do. John chapter 14 and verses 12 through 14. And verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So we can be sure that Jesus has spoken a word, that if anyone continues to believe in Jesus Christ, anyone has that faith in Jesus Christ, we ourselves will be able to do the things that Jesus Christ himself did. Jesus showed us by example that he could heal the sick, he raised the dead, he fed thousands of people with two fish and five loaves of bread. Don't you know if Jesus did that in this day and age that we're living in, there are many people thinking about the famine that is happening in this nation that we're in. If Jesus could feed 5,000 people, and on several occasions he fed thousands of people with just a small amount of food, but he knows how to cause that to multiply. Jesus has the authority to cause a little bit to multiply. So even in your own life, if you have a little bit of something and you need it to multiply, you just get before the Father and begin to declare that what it is that you need will be more than enough. He says that we have to be steadfastly believing in him. We must believe in him consistently. We can't believe today and doubt tomorrow. We can't allow the spirit of fear to come upon us. When the spirit of fear comes upon us, it will cause us to lose the ground that we have attained. We know that the devil is there to cause fear, but if we know who we are in Jesus Christ, we will continue to believe in him, and then we will do greater works than he did. Greater things in this earth realm that we know that we live in right now, greater works than what Jesus did is what we will do. So if you see what Jesus spoke to the demons in the man who was possessed, there are demonic spirits that are in many people in this earth realm today. So we have to speak to the demonic spirits that are in the people's lives. You got to speak the word of God. Tell them to come out of those people who you know are demonically possessed. There are people who need to have their minds free. I see people sometimes walking down the street, and they're talking to themselves, and they're holding conversations, and they are speaking in different tones of voice, and they're talking like they're two or three different people. God wants us to go forth and speak to those people and bring them into the kingdom of God. Let them know that they can be free. Jesus said, greater works than these shall we do. Greater works than these shall we do, because Jesus himself went to our Father. Jesus left this earth, and he knew that when he left, that there was going to be a lot of turmoil in this earth realm, that there will be a lot of people, multitudes of people coming into this earth realm. And even today, there are millions of people around the world, billions of people, I would imagine, around this entire earth. And millions of people need to come to Jesus Christ. And so the greater works will come as we go out and touch the people of God, or people who don't know God. We need to reach out and let people know that they can be delivered, that the demonic spirits that are in their lives can be removed, that sickness and disease, I have you to know, I've been hearing so much recently about people being sick. There are people who have been sick for years, and God wants to heal, but we got to believe, we got to believe, we got to believe, we got to let go of the doubt, we got to let go of the doubt. Sometimes it seems like we've been going, we need to think about the woman who had the issue of blood for so many years, and she kept going. She knew that there was something that was going to bring her deliverance in her body, and she saw the throng of people going to where Jesus was, and she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So sometimes we need to get to the place where, Lord, I just want to reach out and touch you in the spirit realm, and if I have faith to believe to reach that point, Lord, where I can feel your presence, Lord, I know, Father, today that you can heal and deliver my life today. But some of us need to get to that point where we're really reaching out to Jesus Christ, because he has given us authority. He told us greater works than these. So even if you have a sickness in your own body, begin to praise the Lord and thank him and begin to see yourself getting up and even rise up. He said, faith without works is dead. So if you don't do anything about what's going on in your life, you're not going to get any results. We got to ask the Lord to give us wisdom on how to deal with certain situations. But we know that faith without works is dead. If God tells you to the river and bathe in that river to get your healing, that's what you need to do. We don't need to see that there are things in the Bible that tell us that there are some requirements of us. We have to be faithful to God. But we know that Jesus said, greater works than these shall we do, because he went to the Father. And he says, whatsoever, this is verse 13, it's Matthew 14, verse 13, and he says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We want the Father to be glorified as we speak in the name of Jesus, as we see the miraculous happening, as we use the gifts of the Spirit that God has given us. We see the miracles, the signs, and the wonders following us because we believe. Those who have the gifts of healing, begin to operate in your gifts of healing. Ask the Lord to stir up those gifts in you so that you will be able to speak a prophetic word, that you'll be able to speak a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. Greater works than these shall we do. So we will speak in the name of Jesus. So even the diverse kinds of tongues and the interpretation of tongues, we know that God will bring that forth as we get into position and understand that greater works. We need to use the gift of the Spirit sometimes in order to see the works being done in the lives of the people who we meet and people who we don't see. We know that God will bless all around the world if we truly believe what God has spoken in his word. We have to get diligent about the work of the Father, because we know that when night cometh, no man can work. We must work while it is day, because when night cometh, no man can work. We got to continue to understand this word of God and let that word of God minister to us. He says, and whatsoever. So that means it doesn't leave out anything. If we ask in the name of Jesus, that shall he do. So we know that when we ask, we need to have it lined up with the word of God. You can't be asking amiss, because sometimes you don't get what you believe or you're asking for, because you're asking amiss. And sometimes it's because we want to consume it upon our own selves. But we need to have the right motive when we ask God to do something, when we ask God to heal, when we ask God to bring the finances, when we ask God to move somebody out of the way, when we ask God to give you promotion. What is your motive for being promoted? Do you want to exalt God in that promotion? We need to glorify God in everything that we're doing. And so when we ask, we have to ask according to the will of the Father, so that he will be glorified in the Son. Because when we speak concerning the Son, the Father shall be glorified. And he says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So you go in faith, believing that when you speak to the Father, when you speak to the Father concerning your issue, concerning your circumstance, you begin to believe that God is going to do it. So right now, we're going to begin to ask God in the name of Jesus for the things that you believe God to do. Say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that my life is straight with you, that I am seeking you the more, God, that I am seeking first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and I know everything else should be added unto me. There's some people out there who need God to bring a miracle so that their life can be turned back on. There's some people out there who need a miracle so that the mortgage can be paid in full. God can pay your mortgage in full, even though you may be at the point of foreclosure. Ask the Lord to remove that desire for the mortgage, somebody to take your home, and have them to give that home to you by divine appointment. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that mortgages are being annihilated, they're being brought to zero, and you're allowing your people to keep the homes that they're in. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as you bless the people to have their mortgages completely paid for, Lord, that they will be good stewards over your finances, oh God, over the money that you have given them, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We will be good stewards anyhow, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that those people who need a car, Lord, that you bless them with a vehicle, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that it would not be a strain, oh God, because you said in your word that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow to it, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you bless me and you make me rich and add no sorrow to it, oh God. I will not have any sorrow to what you bless me with, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you that my son who may be in jail, oh God, that he be released, oh God, supernaturally, Lord. And when you release him, Lord, he will serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for favor for my nephew or my uncle, my cousin, my sister, my brothers, my mama, my daddy, who is incarcerated, that you allow the judge to give them favor when they go before the judge once again, Lord, and that you give them favor to be released into society, Lord. And when they come out, Lord, some of them may need a job, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, today that you give them a job, Lord, that their record would not be a hindrance to them because you give them favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today that as they come out, that they will serve you, Lord, that they will not go back to the mess that they were in before, Lord, that they will not go back to the sin that they were in, Lord. They will not remember the things of old, oh God. They will not remember the things in the past, Lord, because you are doing a new thing in them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that your word says that you will make a way in the wilderness, oh God, and rivers in the desert, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, make the way in the wilderness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make the rivers in the desert, Lord, for my family members as they come out of jail, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those who need their records expunged, oh God, Lord, let it be done, Lord. I pray, Father, today that you clear the records for some of those who were unjustly incarcerated. In the name of Jesus, speak to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Whatever your situation is, in the name of Jesus, we're believing God to even touch the heart of the prison warden, that they will give favor to those who are in the jail, Lord, that they will be able to get out in time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in a short time, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You can do a divine appointment, Lord, as you break the shackles, oh God. You allow the angels to go into the jail there, Lord, and you allow the apostles to be released, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You can do it today, Lord, because Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. We believe they're released today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, there are people who are in prison spiritually, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, you break the chains from off the minds today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you give freedom in the mind today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that bipolar condition is being removed today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up and cast it into the abyss. And we lose the sound mind in the name of Jesus, Lord, that schizophrenic condition, Lord. We come against it, we bind it up and cast it into the abyss where Jesus was sending in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for the release, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who are attempting or contemplating committing suicide, we bind up that suicidal spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. I declare today, Lord, that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, they will live a life of love, a life of peace, Lord. So we lose life, you know, we lose the adoption of the Spirit of God. We lose the spirit of adoption right now, so that people will realize that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who have low self-esteem, Lord, they will realize that you put them here. All babies are gifts from God. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, today that you give them good self-esteem, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against the wickedness that has attacked the life of my family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that has them fighting against each other, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, I thank you for delivering, oh God. I lose the spirit of love, Lord. I lose the spirit of reconciliation right now. In the name of Jesus, speak to the Lord right now. Whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstances may be, you know the things that you need to pray for, but you need to pray in the name of Jesus. And he said he will do it. He said, greater works than these shall we do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, in the sanctuary, the Lord is here and he's hearing what you're saying. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, oh God, that that woman out there who has been prostituting her body, oh God, that you bring it to a place of surrender to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that pimp who has been pimping that girl, Lord, that you will help her to come into the kingdom, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are men and women prostitutes out there, Lord, even teenagers, oh God, children who are not even old enough to be a teenager, Lord, prostituting their bodies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you draw my child. If your child is out there prostituting their body, there's some mothers out there who are using their children to get drugs. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against that spirit of using a child as a bondage, as putting them in slavery, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, for deliverance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the drug dealers no longer sell drugs, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you cause confusion in the drug a will of territory in their camp today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, even as you caused confusion in the fight that was going on early in this century, oh God, or many years ago in the Bible, Lord, you caused confusion in the camp, Lord, and you can cause confusion in the drug dealer's camp, Lord. You cause confusion in the policemen, oh God, who are have dirty hands, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Reveal, Lord, reveal the underhanded stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's some situations people have been in court, Lord, trying to get a settlement, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Intervene today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Release the funds, Lord, that have been held up for many years, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. The court has been holding up funds that need to be released, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that somebody is going through the door of the courtroom this year, this week, Lord, and they will receive what they believe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. No more delays, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them more than enough, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And when you're blessed, Lord, help them to do what is right concerning the finances that you give them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today that the judge will rule fairly, Lord, and release the funds that have been held up for years, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, today that every wicked, evil demon, Lord, that has tried to hold up people's finances, even at their jobs, Lord, that the finances be released today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, today that the employers will pay the people properly, Lord, will pay them on time, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I come against the spirit of deception right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Speak to the Lord tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for your deliverance. I thank you, Lord, for your healing. I thank you, Lord, for just moving things out of the way that need to be moved, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's somebody out there who's dealing with the third person in the marriage, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, today that my mate no longer has a relationship with that person that is outside the marriage, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cause confusion there, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I praise you, God, today, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you cause my mate to walk only me, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and let my mate treat me right, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I come against the spirit of getting beat every night, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My mate no longer beats me, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My mate begins to truly love me, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There is peace in my home. Release peace right now. I lose peace in the name of Jesus, Lord. Peace in my marriage today, oh God. Reconciliation in my marriage, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, if I was wrong, Lord, I repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I repent, Lord, and I want to do what is right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Speak to the Lord tonight what you want to see happen. Receive what you believe, but you got to believe the word of God. The word of God is powerful, quicker than a two-edged sword that cuts asunder even to the bone and marrow. We know, Father, today that your word is grace and it's greatly to be praised, oh God. So today, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for bringing reconciliation even between moms and daughters and sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles. You bring reconciliation in the family tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Somebody who has not spoken to their family members for 20 or 25 or 30 or 40 years, Lord, you bring reconciliation tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You give them wisdom on how to reconcile, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as they let bygones be bygones, oh God, as they forgive and forget, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you remove the pain, Lord. There's pain in the heart tonight, oh God. Somebody has been disappointed, oh God, because somebody left them, oh God. I thank you, God, and I begin to thank the Lord that he gives you joy. In the name of Jesus, I realize that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And we draw our joy water from the wells of salvation in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, God, today that it is the day of salvation, oh God. And Lord, if my family member is not saved, Lord, that they come to salvation, my child receives Jesus Christ. My mama receives Jesus Christ. My daddy receives Jesus Christ, whatever the case may be. Speak to the Lord in the name of Jesus, that they no longer live in darkness, Lord, but they come to Jesus Christ, Lord, and Jesus becomes their Lord and Savior, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody in your family in a bad situation, a bad affair today, ask the Lord to help them to get out of that affair. There's some lady out there who's been trying to get rid of a situation, dating a married man. She wants to be released, but she's tied to him by a soul tie. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we cut that soul tie with the word of God. We destroy that soul tie by the word of God. We bind that soul tie up and send it to the abyss where Jesus would send it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the release today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, she will not revisit that man anymore, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I praise you, God, today because there are those who are using blackmail. I come against a demon of blackmail tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, they will not be afraid, oh God. I thank you, God, today that I trust in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that when the enemy comes in to eat up my flesh, he will stumble and fall. When those people try to use blackmail against me, it will be sent to them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you, God. I glorify you, God, because you're doing a mighty work in me today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you, I glorify you, because I know that your word is true, and greater works than these shall I do, oh God, as you help me to be released in the spirit realm, because in the sanctuary, God is here. In the sanctuary, God is here. In the sanctuary, God is here, God is here, God is here. And as he's here, we know that he's moving mightily. He's doing a great work right now. And even as you're speaking, as you're believing, you receive what God has spoken in his word and the words that you have spoken concerning the word of God, concerning your life today. In the sanctuary, God is here. So, Lord, continue to take over this place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, sweet spirit, take over this place. Take over my mind, oh God. Take over my heart, Lord, so that I will speak the words that Jesus Christ spoke. That I will see the things manifest that you want to see manifest in my life, oh God. Because what is bound on earth is already bound in heaven. And what is loosed on earth is already loosed in heaven. And that's why we loose the things and we speak in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said he would do it. There are some people getting their deliverance tonight. There are some people who are going to see some magnificent things happening in your life. The miracles will continue to move forward. The miracles will continue to shine in your life because you trust in God. You trust in his word because he said that greater works than these shall we do. We will no longer be wimpy Christians. We will no longer be sitting by the wayside waiting for somebody else to pray for us. We go and pray for ourselves. And we get to the point where we're going to be so bold that we're going to go and pray for other people. We're going to pray that God will deliver. We're going to pray for this country. We're going to pray for our cities. We're going to pray for our towns. We're going to pray for our neighborhoods. We're going to pray for people we don't even know. We're going to pray for people in foreign countries. We're going to pray for people who are living on the ocean. We're going to pray and pray and see that God will deliver, because in the sanctuary, God is here. God is here. And we speak the word of God. And we speak the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We're going to take our time to go to another scripture. Before we go there, I just want to remind everybody, be here, because this is a mighty move of God. God is moving by his spirit. He says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So the Holy Ghost is moving as we get this word in our hearts, as he's empowering us to be better Christians, to be stronger, to be bold as a lion. So if you need specific prayer, you need somebody to agree with you, the phone number you can dial is 904-859-1022. We also have a website, and the website is www.TOFprayer.org. So you can go to the website and see some things that God is doing and what he has done. But I encourage you to tell somebody to come to this line. This is a time for us to get stronger in the Lord. It is a time for us to get rid of the baggage and the things that are holding us down. So right now, we're going to go on over here to Isaiah chapter 12, and we're going to be looking at verses 2 through 6. So Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Verse 4. No, I think I was supposed to stop at verse. No, I'm going down to verse 6. Therefore, with joy, this is verse 3, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Verse 4, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Verse 5, sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Verse 6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. So earlier we were talking about how Jesus spoke to the demonic spirits that were in this man. And so we know that we have the authority too to do the same thing, because he says that greater works than these shall we do. And so as we know that he said greater works than these shall we do, we realize here in Isaiah he says, because God is my salvation. God is my salvation. He is the one that we can trust in. He says, be not afraid. We should not be afraid. I will trust in the Lord and not be afraid. We can trust him for answering the call, answering the petitions. And when we praise him, we're letting him know that we already trust that he has already done the work. He has become your salvation. So many times you may be down and out, and you may have some situations and circumstances. You may not have enough food to eat. You may not have enough money. You may not have enough peace. There are many people who don't have the peace that God says that we can have. Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace. Therefore, we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. And if we're full of the Holy Ghost, we will have peace. We need to have peace that surpasses all understanding. When things are going bad in your life, you know what? You just need to say, God, I know that you're taking me through this thing. And when I get through this thing, I will continue to rejoice. And you will show me how great thou art, because you took me through it. And I didn't lose my mind while I was going through that situation. I didn't lose my entire health as I was going through that situation. Sometimes you may be going through something in your body, but you didn't lose your mind. You didn't lose your faith in God. You didn't lose your trust in our Father, because I know that the enemy wants you to lose that faith. The enemy wants you to feel like you're defeated. Sometimes it feels like you might be in a position where Job was, where he was down in the ashes. He had lost everything, and he had sores all over his body, and he was just so people were trying to tell him, his wife told him to curse God and die. But in that situation, he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. We need to get like Job was. He says that I will trust and not be afraid. So what you may be going through, don't be afraid that you won't come out of it. Don't be afraid that the enemy is going to take you all the way down to the ground. If you feel yourself going down, look up to God and begin to praise him and thank him that he's doing the work, that he is your salvation. He is the one that will take you out of the situation that you may be in. He is the one that will restore the things that the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust have stolen from you. If you trust God, you know that God will do what he said he will do. If you trust him, you will see God bringing about the miraculous in your life. You want to see the miracles coming into your life. You want to see the strength of your life coming back to you. When you may be weak, he will make you strong. He says, the Lord God Jehovah is my strength and my song. So even when you know that you may be going through something, you're facing being evicted because you didn't have the money to pay your bills, you say, the Lord is my strength and my song. He's the one that will get me through that thing. You even begin to go through your home and you begin to dance and shout. I've had situations like that where I had called about a situation where they gave me this really large utility bill, and I knew that that bill should not be that high. And that day I went to the church, and I just began to dance and shout. People didn't understand. I didn't tell them what was going on, because I knew that God was going to take care of that thing. You have to praise the Lord when you're going through something. And I know for a fact that as I was praising God, God was working that thing out. And before the month was over, God had fixed that bill. They had the JEA down here in Jacksonville. They fixed the bill. I did not have to pay all of that money out. And I thank God for intervening, because the Lord is my strength and he is my salvation. He is the one who will get you through that situation that you may be going in. There are just so many different examples in my own personal life and lives of the people around me and people who I know, people who I don't know, people all around the world, people who are in the body of Christ, where God has shown that he is true to his word and that he is our salvation. And so you continue to praise the Lord. We know that when you have the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what we have. When you're full of joy, that will give you strength to go on. Sometimes when you're down and out and you're feeling weak and you're feeling all depressed, that is going to sap the strength out of you. And when you're depressed, it feels like you can't even call on the Lord. And when you're depressed and downtrodden, that's when your strength is completely sapped many times. I don't really know what that's about, but I hear people talking about it because I don't let myself get that way. But if you trust in the Lord and begin to joy in the Lord and continue to rejoice in the Lord, he says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, and just let him know that you truly bless him, and you entreat the Lord and ask him for the things that you desire, and believe when you ask that you shall receive them, because he is the one that will bring you out of it and make known his deeds among the people of the earth. So claim those things that God has done. Let people know that God is an excellent God, because I know, I believe that each and every person on this line has seen God move in your life at some point or another. And if he did it back then, or he did it yesterday, if he did it some days back, some years back, he said, I am Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He is not going to leave you lonely. He's not going to leave you without giving you what you desire. And begin to sing praises unto the Lord because he's done an excellent thing. Begin to praise the Lord because even before you see it happening, you got to speak those things that be not as if they were. You got to make a declaration and believe that the favor of God is shining upon your way, that God is bringing you what you need. God has already put it in place. Even before you get there, sometimes he will, the word says, before you call, I will answer. Before you call, I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you knew not. Well, before you call, I will answer. And while you're calling, I will yet hear. So we know that God will hear you even before you call. He's already put things in place. He already knows because he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient, which means he knows everything. And if he knows everything, he already knows what you have need of before you ask. And as you continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we know everything is going to be added unto you. So you don't have to be fretful. You need to continue to have the joy. Let the joy of the Lord continue to strengthen you. You strengthen your resolve to do the work of the Father, and while you're doing the work of the Father, he's preparing the things for you. There are times you may leave your house, and you know that your lights are off, your water bill has not been paid, but by the time you get back, because you're out there praising the Lord, and you're telling somebody about Jesus Christ, you're rejoicing because God has delivered you, because God gave you salvation, God gave you Jesus Christ, because Jesus hung on the